from the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Brendan J. Lyons is reporting for the Times Union. A federal judge in Utica, October 12th, granted a preliminary injunction on behalf of 17 unidentified medical workers who contend that the state, in establishing its vaccine mandate for healthcare workers, failed to consider religious exemptions, thereby violating their constitutional rights. Under the ruling, state health officials must allow employers to grant religious exemptions for healthcare workers while a lawsuit challenging the mandate makes its way through the courts. Governor Kathy Hochul issued a statement immediately following the decision, saying her, and I quote, responsibility as governor is to protect the people of this state, and requiring healthcare workers to get vaccinated accomplishes that. I stand by this mandate and I will fight this decision in court to keep New Yorkers safe, end quote. In his decision, U.S. District Court Judge David N. Hurd noted that the state offered no adequate explanation as to why a healthcare worker who qualified as medically exempt from vaccination could be afforded the ability to submit to daily testing before each shift and wearing a fitted N95 mask, but a worker with a sincere religious objection could not. Hurd concluded, there is a good possibility the plaintiffs will prevail at trial by arguing the state's mandate does not meet the requirements for religious accommodations under the Federal Civil Rights Act of 1964 and that it violates the First Amendment's Free Exercise Clause. In this case, the plaintiffs are arguing that it goes against their religious beliefs to be vaccinated because the COVID-19 vaccines that are available use fetal stem cell tissues derived from abortions as part of their research and development. The court's decision will not affect healthcare workers who have not invoked a religious exemption as their reason for not getting vaccinated. Read the full story in the Times Union. There are signs the latest surge in COVID-19 cases locally is abating, and other reports show no improvement. The Daily Freeman reports that the case count in Ulster County has fallen to a two-month low. On October 12th, Ulster County officials reported 257 coronavirus cases, down from 31 October 8th. That is the first time Ulster County reported fewer than 260 active cases since August 7th and far below the 698 active cases on September 12th. In Dutchess County, though, the numbers are still bad, with 660 COVID-19 cases as of October 12th, up 6 from the day before. Dutchess County has reported 600 cases or more since the last week in September. Both those numbers are much better than the more than 2,500 COVID-19 cases reported in January. Columbia County reported 79 cases October 12th, up from 67 on October 9th. Greene County reported 42 cases since October 8th, but has the same total since then, 180 people testing positive. Albany County, meanwhile, has announced one new COVID-19 death on each of the last 6 days. There is no evidence that Rensselaer County has reported to the public how many cases there are recently. Andrea Mako is reporting for Porcupine Soup. The Durham Town Board last week issued a negative declaration on the Bosk Subdivision State Environmental Quality Review, thereby determining the development will not have significant adverse environmental impact. The decision brings the developer closer to building a housing development in the hamlet of Cornwallville. Durham does not have a planning board, so the town board serves in that capacity. Bosk Development of Hudson submitted its proposal to the town in November 2020, seeking to subdivide 95 acres that border Strong and Cornwallville roads. Bosk intends to build a housing development with 12 new high-end homes and a farming operation. According to a letter from the New York State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation, and I quote, the proposed project will have no adverse impact to historic and cultural resources, end quote. Since the project was first proposed, public comment at meetings and in correspondence has been abundant and largely opposed to the development. Concerns from community members range from environmental and traffic impact to the effect the development will have on the historic character of the hamlet. At the next workshop meeting on November 2nd, the board is expected to go over standards for a preliminary subdivision review and site plan review. A public hearing is required before the board can approve or deny the project. That hearing has not yet been scheduled. Read the full story at porcupinesoup.com. Morgan McKay is reporting for State of Politics. Governor Kathy Hochul's approval rate has shot up 18 percentage points after 50 days in office, according to a new Marist poll released October 12th. Hochul now has a 49% approval rating, but at the same time, 20% of New York residents say they are not sure about the job she is doing. The majority of New Yorkers polled, or 77%, do not want former Governor Andrew Cuomo to run for office again, including 74% of Democrats. The poll also matched up Hochul in two hypothetical Democratic primaries, and in each one, Hochul led the 2022 race. In a three-way race with Attorney General Letitia James and New York City Public Advocate Jemani Williams, Hochul received 44% of the vote compared to 28% for James and 15% for Williams, while 13% said they were unsure, while 13% said they are unsure. With Cuomo in the race, Hochul would lead with 36% of the vote, James with 24%, Cuomo with 19%, Williams with 9%, and 12% of those polled were unsure. Both James and Williams have yet to officially declare they are running. The poll also showed that New Yorkers have a negative view of the current direction of the state. A total of 54% say the state is going in the wrong direction, and 39% say it is going in the right direction. And you can read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.